You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we have such an interesting guest on the phone with us today. Joining us from Chicago, Brandon Crockett teaches poetry at St. Leonard's Ministries to ex-cons and former inmates. So thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How did you get involved with teaching ex-cons and former inmates particularly?
Well, there's a volunteer program in Chicago called Chicago Cares, and I signed up, created an account, and what they do is they email you volunteer opportunities on a weekly basis, and I found out about a volunteer opportunity at a halfway house for ex-cons and volunteered there, and really enjoyed my experience. The first activity I did with them was participating in the current events discussion, and then a few months later after doing that, I just had the idea that they'd write good poetry, and so I volunteered to teach the class, and that's really how it started.
I imagine that, you know, when someone's in prison or serving time, they have a lot of time to think about their lives and what course they've taken. Do you think that has helped with their poetry and helped make it more interesting?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously when you're in prison, you have a lot of time on your hands, a lot of time to think about the past and what's led you to where you are in life. And I think more so than the average person, and they have an ability to go into their thoughts and release them in a way that I think the average person might not have access to that same ability. And so they're able to get their thoughts on paper unbelievably quick. I think much faster than the average person. I think a lot of it's due to the fact that they've been able to process a lot of thoughts that other people may not have been able to process, because that's what they have time to do when you're in that situation like they've been.
So walk me through a typical class with your students.
So a typical class begins with an icebreaker, takes 5 to 10 minutes. We just go around the rooms, say our name, and then answer some sort of silly question that I ask. We discuss a poem, one or two poems for the next 20 or 25 minutes. And they're poems that I've chosen before the class starts on a specific theme, be it dreams, childhood, love, or travel, whatever it may be. And then for the next 15 minutes, the individuals have a chance to write their own poems. What they write in 15 minutes is often incredible. And so then for the final 10 minutes or so of class, the residents, volunteers share what they've written.
I imagine that this is often very therapeutic for them as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's rather therapeutic for them. And it also puts them in a very vulnerable situation. And I think any time that you are able to confront your vulnerability gives you a chance for growth. Between being vulnerable about the thoughts that you're putting on paper, being vulnerable to first allow yourself to revisit things that you might not make you so comfortable, and then being able to put those on paper, and then also the vulnerability of standing up in front of a group, not only doing that, but sharing your innermost thoughts to a group, all these things force you to be vulnerable. And I think when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, there's great therapy that comes with it.
Well, you've teamed up with a photographer, Sandro Miller, who has taken portraits of over 65 of these individuals, and they're going to be paired with their poems from your classes in an upcoming book called Finding Freedom. Why did you feel like this would make a good book?
After just about two or three I've been teaching this class for 7 years, and after the first two or three classes that we had, I went over the poems with my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, and it was clear from the beginning that these poems were something special. And I visualized or had some vision or just some thought came to my mind, whatever you want to label it, that these would make a fantastic book. And I saw the poems being paired with their portraits in a coffee table book. And from early on, this is just what I wanted to do, and then somehow use this book to raise money and awareness for St. Leonard's Ministry. And so now we're coming to a head where The book is in the production stage right now. We're raising money. We've been running a campaign online to raise money, a crowdsourcing campaign. And it's going quite well. And the book should be printed and ready for distribution in June. And so, yeah, it was just something that came to my mind early on, and I wanted to do it, and then I was able to piece this together. And so now it's going to happen.
Do you think that this is going to maybe change some minds about ex-cons and inmates and the type of people that they are?
Yeah, I believe it has the power to do so. I'm not going to say it for sure will do it, but that's all up to the individual who opens the book. I think society in general, we're revisiting a lot of things that we've been unwilling to confront in the past about individuals that have gone to prison, what kind of crimes we have deemed punishable by prison time. We're revisiting those now. And there are a lot of programs, popular TV shows and such that discuss this topic or present it. And I think this is a very important discussion to have. I don't have the answers to prison reform, but I do think it's something that we need to revisit. I mean, I think that one of the ways that will cause the average person to think about this, where it hasn't been a top of mind issue before, is just realizing that the individuals in prison are no different than any of us. It could be as simple as one decision that they've made in their lives, and that's the only difference between them and those that haven't gone to prison.
Well, it's a fascinating concept for sure. We're excited to see more about the book. How can people learn more about the project?
You can learn more about the project. We have a website, findingfreedombook.com. And you can learn more about, you can see images, some of the portraits, and you can read some of the poems on the website. We're running a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for the book, and there's a video online where you can see that. And if the Kickstarter is no longer up by the time this airs, you can still see the video on YouTube if you search Finding Freedom Kickstarter. And then you can also learn more about St. Leonard's by visiting slministries.org. And so there's just a lot of information on St. Leonard's if you go to that website. You can also visit sandrofilm.com. That's so you can see more of Sandro's work. Other projects that he's been involved with.
All right. Well, interesting project for sure. We're excited to see more. Brandon Crockett, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.